In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. May God's grace, mercy, and blessing be upon us all. Amen. The Sundays during the Holy Fifties also have a theme, like the Sundays of Lent. We all know the Sundays of Lent, the Sundays of Temptation, the Sunday of Treasures, Prodigal Son, and so on. The Sundays during the Holy Fifties are also the same Sundays year after year. And the first Sunday of the Holy Fifties is always Thomas Sunday. Sunday of Thomas is a feast in the church. It's a minor feast, but it is a feast in the church. And every Sunday after that, there's a theme. So today the theme is a theme, Sunday of Faith. And every gospel during the Holy Fifties that are read on Sundays, they always come from the Gospel of St. John. The Gospel of St. John's main focus was to prove the divinity of Christ and the eternality of Christ, that he was ever existent from the beginning. And when you read the Gospel of St. John, you notice that there are things in the Gospel of St. John that are not found anywhere else, like Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman, the blind man, the raising of Lazarus. All these are only found in the Gospel of St. John. And the reason St. John did that is because when he was writing his Gospel, the believers already had the other three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So he wanted to give a taste of the divinity of Christ and give the miracles or the signs that were not mentioned in the other Gospels. And there's only seven signs that are written in the Gospel of St. John. The rest are to prove the ever-existing nature of Christ, to combat the heresies that were going on at this time. They were saying that Christ was not really divine, he was only a man or a prophet. So the reason he wrote his Gospel is to prove the divinity of Christ. And today's Gospel is a continuation of the Gospel that we read last week during the Feast of the Resurrection, how Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene and then Peter, and Peter and John came to the tomb and they found it empty. So in the same day, and that's why it starts in the same day at evening, of course the disciples at this point, they didn't know what was happening. They thought Christ came and he was a good prophet and he was with them for 3.5 years and then he died, he was crucified, and now life is going to go back to normal again. He's just a prophet that came, promised some things, but never really delivered on them. He died like anybody else would die. So they were scared. They were scared of the Jews because they were arrested at Jesus, and they were anybody that is an associate of Jesus, they were looking for them as well. So the doors were shut, and the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. So they were afraid, and Jesus appeared and stood in the midst of them. He didn't need to knock on the door. He appeared in the midst of them to show them that this resurrected body, this glorified body, is not under the physical limitations that the physical body has. He can appear in the midst of them. He can disappear like he did with the two disciples of Emmaus when he appeared to them and then he vanished from in front of their eyes. So he's not limited by the physics and the gravity of this world. This is the glorified, resurrected body. He appeared to them. And the first thing he said to them is, "Peace be with you." Not just a word he said, but peace be with you. He's referring to himself. He is the peace. We call him the Prince of Peace. So he is the one that gave them this peace. So the first lesson that we take out of the Gospel of today is that our fear is vanished in the presence of Christ. If Christ is in my life, there is no fear. Fear of what's the biggest thing that people are afraid of? Sickness, death. Well, if Christ defeated all that, what fears us? Anything else pales in comparison, whether I have struggles in relationships or financial struggles, all these fears, they're nothing compared to the ultimate fear that people used to have, is the fear of death. Of Christ has defeated death, so we have no more fear. So Christ in our midst, just like Jesus came and stood in the midst, he gave them peace. The resurrected Christ gives peace. When I believe in the resurrection of Christ, and the Son of God came and he has resurrected, and he resurrected me with him, and resurrected my humanity with him, then I have peace in my life. And of course, he showed them his hands and his feet to prove to them that he is a physical being. Yes, he's not limited by physics, limited by physical boundaries, but he still has a flesh. Otherwise, they might say he's a ghost, or it's an apparition, or a hallucination, and the people that are attacking the resurrection until today, they say, oh, they're just hallucinating. It was just a figment of their imagination. It wasn't real. But of course, Christ knew that this would happen one day. So he told them, feel my hands and feel my feet. He is a real person. And then, of course, we know that Thomas wasn't with them. And Thomas, known as the twin or the twain, that means he's a doubting. We call him doubting Thomas. And he said, unless I see his hands and put my finger in his hands and his sides, I will not believe. And after 8 days, which is today, that's why today is a feast, Jesus appeared again in their midst when they were still in the upper room. And he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And sometimes people say, well, how come Jesus appeared to him? But when we ask for Jesus to appear to us and show us a sign, he doesn't appear to us. But Christ blessed those who believe without seeing more than those who believe because they saw. So Christ is elevating the level of our faith to the next level. And of course, Thomas here was one of the 12 disciples who would establish the church of Christ. So he didn't want him to have any shadow of a doubt. He didn't want him to doubt at all, because they're the ones who are going to start this ministry. They're going to preach the way of Christ to all the nations. So he didn't want him to have a shadow of doubt. But then he said, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And that's why today is a feast, because Christ has directly blessed each and every one of us. We are the ones who are seeing, who are believing without seeing. And he blessed each and every one of us. And Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. And this, of course, St. John put this in his gospel to prove the divinity of Christ. My Lord and my God, we read over it quickly, but it's actually a profession of the divinity of Christ. You can't call anybody my Lord and my God. You can't call a prophet my Lord and my God. And if you read in the Greek, it's actually, there's a definitive article, like the Lord, the God, which is only referred to Yahweh or God the Father. And it says in the Greek, the Lord of me, or the Lord that belongs to me, the God that belongs to me. But in the English, to make it more understandable, in the English language, it's my Lord and my God. But it carries, if somebody in the first century reading this in the Greek, they understand exactly what it's referring to. It's referring to the divinity of Christ, and referring to that this God now belongs to me, and this Lord now belongs to me. So on this feast, we remember a couple of things to keep in mind that will apply to our life. One is this peace. We all want to have this peace in life. There's an epidemic of anxiety and stress, and everybody's worried about something. Mostly about the future, the unknown. Everybody's worried about something. Everybody has anxiety about something, and they're stressed about something. So Christ is reminding us today that if he is in our midst, like he appeared in the midst of his disciples, then he is the source of peace. Nothing else gives us peace. Everything in this world is transient. Everything in this world comes and goes. I'll have money today, so I'll have peace. Tomorrow, I won't have as much money, or my demands increase above my money, so now I have no more peace. What I was afraid of yesterday, now I have it, but I'm still afraid of tomorrow. There's no peace. So the source, the immovable source that gives us this peace is Christ himself. So the first thing is to remember to have peace. And if I'm lacking peace, ask yourself, is Christ in my midst or not? Is he in my household or not? Is he in my life or is he not? And the second thing is to have faith. Faith gives us peace. Faith in Christ gives us peace. Like somebody once said, I don't know what my future holds, but I know who holds my future. This is faith. Faith that we have in Christ removes all this anxiety and gives us peace. And Christ today has blessed each and every one of us because we have believed without seeing. And to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
بسم الله أبو الابن الروح القدس لا إله واحد أمين تحريمات ورحمة وبركاته من آل الأبدمين. اليوم هو الأحد الأول من الخمسين المقدسة ما يعرف بأحد توما. سيد المسيح ظهر لتلاميذه في ليلة الصبح قام يوم الأحد بدري باكرة والنيام والناس نيام لسه في الفجر، وفي بالليل في العشية ظهر للتلاميذ ودخل اليوم والأبواب مغلقة، وكانوا التلاميذ موجودين 10، يعني يهوذا خنق نفسه وبقى 11، بس في واحد منهم ما كانش معاهم. هم رجعوا خايفين بعد الصلب، رجعوا جري بقى يتجمعوا مع بعض، احنا نعمل ايه؟ اليهود اكيد هيطلبونا يذبحونا يموتونا. وقال السيد المسيح كده: ان كانوا قد فعلوا هذا بالعود الرطب فكان باليابس، اذا كانوا عملوا كده معايا هيعملوا معاكم ايه؟ فقالوا: ده هو حتى قال لنا كده. طب جري جري نتلم فين؟ دخلوا في العلية اللي خدوا فيها اللاست سفر العشاء الاخير مع السيد المسيح، وقفلوا الابواب كويس قوي، لكن الابواب مغلقه يعني مقفوله ومتروسه وحاطين اقفال وكده، خايفين مرعوبين. وبعدين سمعوا النسوه ان المسيح قام وكده من الصبح، بس خايفين مش عارفين. جايز الستات دول يعني تهيأ لهم، جايز بطرس حتى تهيأ له، جايز. فقاعدين في العشيه خايفين، فجأة بصروا للسيد المسيح وسطهم: سلام لكم. خافوا، افتكروا روح، قال لهم: الروح ليس له لحم وعظام كما ترون لي، جسوني، تعالوا جسم، هذه ايدي، ايدها دواء. ما كانش معهم توما يبدو ان هو ايه، قال يعني هم اتجمعوا مع بعض هيتعرف المكان طبعا اللي هم كانوا فيه العلية، ممكن يروحوا يقبضوا عليهم يعني، حتى لو بقى مغلقة كسروها اليهود مش مهم. فيبدو ان هو هرب في حتة لوحده يعني. وبعدين ابتدت الأخبار بتاع القيامة تنتشر، يبدو انه سمع ان المسيح قام. طب ارجع بقى لإخواتي واشوف موضوع ايه. قال لهم: ايه الأخبار؟ قالوا: المسيح قام وشفناه وجسناه ولمسناه وشفنا المسامير وشفنا. قال: طب انتم شفتوا وانا اخوكم يعني، انا لازم اشوف انا كمان، إن لم أرى أثر المسامير في إيديه وأجس كده وأشوف ما مش هصدق. المسيح بعد أسبوع جاله مخصوص، هم قاعدين مع بعض في العلية وكان معهم توما. جاله المسيح دخل برضو الأبواب مغلقة وقال لهم: سلام لكم. تعال يا توما، هات إيدك، هات صباعك، هات هنا، حط في الجرح ده، حط في الجرح، حط في جنب هنا. اترعب طبعا توما، اترعب. وبعدين لما شاف المسيح جاي والجراحات باين عليه، مش راح جري بقى رجس، لا ده هو اكيد اترعب. والمسيح اخذ يديه وقال له: هات اصبعك، هات يا مسيح. مسك ايده كده، مسك صباعه، قال له: حط هنا. فالتهب بنار اللاهوت الموجود في المسيح، قال له: ربي والهي. قال له: لما شفت امنت يا توما، طوبى لمن آمنوا ولم يروا. فالحتة دي أول حاجة إنها بتشجعنا إن المسيح ما سابش توما لوحده، جه مخصوص دي. فالمسيح يهتم بكل واحد على حدة. قد دعوتك باسمك أنت لي. طب ده أنا شكيت، ده أنا أخطيت، ده أنا. المسيح يطلبك ويطلبك بالاسم. وخطايانا مش ممكن توقفنا أو توقف المسيح إنه جيلنا مخصوص ويهتم بينا، لأنه أتى يطلب ويخلص ما قد هلك. ده شغلته كده، يخلص. يسوع يعني مخلص. خلصنا من الشك، خلصنا من الخطايا، خلصنا من الهم، خلصنا من الوجع، من الألم النفسي الروحي الجسدي. هو مالناش غيره. وبعدين نفخ في وقت تلاميذه، ده كان اليوم الأول، ما كانش معهم توما. لما ظهر لهم في اليوم الأول نفخ في وقت تلميذ القديسين وقال لهم إيه؟ اقبلوا الروح القدس، من غفرتم لهم خطاياهم غفرت ومن أمسكتموها أمسكت. طب النفخة ديت ما سمعناش المسيح إداها لتوما، فقال توما من التلميذ خد النفخة وقبلوا الروح القدس، ليستطيع أن يعطي بنعمة ربنا وقوة الروح القدس وغفران الخطايا وحلها وأن يمسكها. طيب إيه دليلنا على كده؟ في العهد القديم ربنا لما موسى كان يقدر الناس كلهم وتعب وحماة قال له شوف ناس تساعدك فاختار من كل سبت ستة 72 واحد من الناس اللي هم الكبار وربنا قال هاتهم وانا هاخد من الروح بتاعتك وحطها عليهم فجم قدام ربنا 70 وكان في 2 من التأخرين كانوا في الخيمة بتاعتهم الداد ومداد الداد ومداد وبعد ربنا راح خد من الروح موسى واداه للناس 70 دول فابتدوا يتنبأوا خدوا روح النبوة كده من روح موسى فجم ناس جري لموسى قالوا الحق ايه الداد ومداد اللي ما جوش ما حضروش ما كانوش موجودين مع 70 المفروض كان معاهم ومحسوبين من 72 يتنبأوا في الخيمة بتاعته يبقى شوفوا الله استطاع أن يأخذ من روح موسى ويعطي حتى هؤلاء اللي اتحسبوا مع السبعين والدول 72 يعني الاثنين دول وادهم نفس النعمة فالروح القدس ياخدوا توما أينما كان من مجرد ما المسيح نفخ في وجوه تلاميذه والنفخة وصلت لتوما أيضا وصار من تلاميذ المسيح الكاملين اللي شافوا لمسوا وشاهدوا القيامة وصار له الروح القدس الذي به يستطيع أن يغفر الخطايا أو يمسكها أهم حاجة في الموضوع كله المسيح جه مخصوص لتوما وبيجي مخصوص لكل واحد واحدة فينا وليه قبليكم كل يوم كل يوم يجي من أول الصبح لصباح الخير أنا جاي معاك النهاردة نفسي أقضي اليوم معاك أقول لا أنا مش فاضي بقى النهاردة عندي كذا كذا لما بفضى بالليل أبقى أصلي لك حتى من صلاة النوم وخلاص مش عاوز أكثر من كده يعني ده أنا فيهم وأنت فيه ده أنا عاوز أبقى فيه كنت فيه وتاكل جسد وتشرب دم وتثبت فيه في اتحاد كامل مع المسيح بيحبنا جدا جدا بيحبنا أحبني وأسلم نفسه لأجلي فريت نقبله وما نقعدش نشك ما نقدرش نقول ده أنا وحش إذا هيجي المسيح ما أجي للشكاك وجي للوحش وجي للي أنكر وحب الكل محبته لا تتوقف على حالنا لأنه محبة لكن إحنا اللي نقدر نقبل محبته وما نقبلهاش ونقبل عطيته وما نقبلهاش ده لازم يكون عندنا هذا الوعي وهذا الذهن الروحي الذي يستطيع أن يقبل عطية المسيح لإلهنا المجد الدائم من الآن والأبد آمين
Thomas, my child.